tribute to the saint of Tehran. In the name of God, the all-merciful, the all-compassionate. Hello dear listeners and welcome to a special program on the anniversary of the occasion of passing away of a special person whose holy shrine is in Shahrareh, which is an important site of pilgrimage, and makes him the prime saint of the Iranian capital Tehran. To the extent that people call him Shah or King, in fact the spiritual king who continues to govern hearts and souls. Please stay with us. O Kumail, those who amass wealth are actually dead, even though they may be living, while those endowed with knowledge will remain as long as the world exists. What we just recited to you is a statement on the merits of knowledge and the knowledgeable, which was bequeathed by the gateway of the city of knowledge, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to his loyal disciple, Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai, to whom the Imam also taught the famous supplication known as Du'a-i Kumail, which is recited regularly at religious gatherings every Friday evening. This gem of a saying means that the truly knowledgeable scholars are alive in the hearts of the faithful, even though they're not physically present in our midst. Today, on the 15th of the month of Shawwal, is the passing away anniversary of one such immortal scholar, who in fact is from the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Though not infallible like the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, his shrine is thronged day and night by thousands of devotees, reciting the Holy Quran and supplicating to God Almighty, in view of the special position that he enjoys in the Divine Court for enlightening people with the genuine teachings of Islam. He is none other than Sayyid Abdul Azim al-Hassani, peace be upon him, affectionately known by Iranians as Shah or King, who, although not a ruler, has continued to rule the hearts of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, for the past millennium and almost two centuries, from his sprawling mausoleum, topped by a golden dome, in the ancient city of Ray, presently a southernmost suburb of Tehran. Sayyid Abdul Azim al-Hassani is sixth in descent from the command of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, whose eloquently wise sermons he had collected in a book form titled Khutaba Amir al-Mu'mineen, 150 years before Sayyid Razi compiled the famous Nahjul Balagha, or Highway of Eloquence, on the same topic. His lineage reads, Abdul Azim, son of Abdullah, son of Ali, son of Hassan, son of Zayd, son of the Prophet's elder grandson, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, the son of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Born in Medina in 173 AH, corresponding to 789 AD, he was in the prime of his youth when Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, was forced to leave the Holy Prophet's city for distant Khorasan by the Abbasid tyrant Ma'mun. This means Sayyid Abdul Azim had benefited from the knowledge of the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir. Though senior by over 20 years to Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jabbar, peace be upon him, he was a devoted companion of the Holy Prophet's ninth infallible successor, as is evident by the following discourse on the advent of Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, and the global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Sayyid Abdul Azim Hassani narrates, "Once I went to my master, Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Musa al-Jawad, intending to ask him about Mahdi al-Qa'im, whether he was al-Mahdi himself or another one. Before I uttered a word, the Imam said, 'O Abu al-Qasim, al-Qa'im of us is al-Mahdi, who must be awaited in his occultation and must be obeyed in his appearance. He is the third of my progeny. By Allah, who has sent Muhammad with prophethood and singled us out with imamate, if there will be only one day left for the world, Allah will prolong that day until Al-Qa'im will appear to fill the earth with fairness and justice as it has been filled with injustice and oppression. Allah will prepare the affairs for him as he had prepared the affairs for Moses, where he went to bring a fire and came back to be the prophet of his nation. The best deed of our Shia is the awaiting for deliverance." Sayyid Abdul Azim Hassani said, "I wish you were the Qa'im of Ahlul Bayt, who will fill the earth with justice and fairness as it has been filled with injustice and oppression." Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, replied, "O Abu al-Qasim, every one of us is Qa'im or executor of the orders of Allah the Almighty and a guide to the religion of Allah. But the Qa'im by whom Allah will purify the earth from the people of unbelief and who will fill the earth with justice and fairness is he whose birth will be unknown to people and who will disappear, and it will be impermissible for people to call him by his name. His name and surname are like those of the Messenger of Allah. The earth will submit to him and every difficulty will be easy to him. His companions will be 313 men, as the number of men of the Prophet's Battle of Badr, will join him from the farthest parts of the world, as Allah says in Ayah 148 of Surah Baqarah, 'Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you all together. Indeed, Allah has power over all things.' And when this number of loyal men will join him, Allah will make him appear." According to the famous Iranian scholar Sheikh Saduq, who lived 1,000 years ago, once Abdul Azim Hassani asked Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, peace be upon him, he said, "O son of Allah's Messenger, I wish to present to you my beliefs. If they are correct, then I will affirm and adhere to them till I meet Allah, the Great and Exalted. I affirm Allah, blessed and exalted is one. There is nothing like him. He is beyond the two limits, that is, the limit of negation and annulment of attributes and the limit of anthropomorphism, and that he has neither a body nor a form, nor dimension nor a material core. Rather, he is the one who creates bodies and gives form, the creator of dimensions and matter, lord of everything and its possessor, creator and originator. And I affirm that Muhammad is his servant, his messenger, and the seed of prophets. There is no prophet after him till the day of judgment. And I affirm after him the Imam, the Caliph, and the guardian of the affair of guidance is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. And then, Hassan ibn Ali, Hussein ibn Ali, Ali ibn Hussein, Zain al-Abidin, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, Ali ibn Musa al-Rizā, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad, and thereafter, you my master. Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, elaborated, and after me will be my son, Hassan al-Askari. However, I wonder how the people will react with regards to his successor. Abdulazim Hassani says, I asked, why do you say that, O master? The 10th Imam replied, because none will see his person, nor will it be permissible to mention his name till he appears, when he will fill the earth with justice and equity, as it was previously filled with oppression and tyranny. Sayyid Abdul Azim Hassani narrates, so I responded, I accept what you have informed me, and I maintain that their friend is the friend of Allah, their enemy is the enemy of Allah. Obedience to them is obedience to Allah, disobedience to them is disobedience to Allah. I maintain that the Prophet's night journey did occur, that questioning in the grave will happen, that heaven and hell exist, that accounting of deeds will occur, and that the hour will undoubtedly arrive when Allah will resurrect those in the graves. I further maintain that the religious obligations after al-wilaya, that is love and adherence to the Ahlul Bayt, are prayers, the zakat levy, fasting, pilgrimage to Mecca, striving in the path of Allah, commanding good, and discouraging evil. On hearing this, the 10th Imam said, O Abu al-Qasim, what you have mentioned is, by Allah, the religion which Allah has chosen for his servants, and one with which he is satisfied. So adhere to it. May Allah cause you to stay steadfast on the established faith, in this world and in the hereafter. As a missionary of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, Sayyid Abdul Azim Hassani came to Iran to enlighten people with the genuine teachings of Islam. He carried on his activities with caution during those days of Abbasid tyranny before passing away in Shahrarey in the year 252 AH at the age of 79. Thus, according to Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, in those critical days for the followers of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, when pilgrimage was forbidden to Karbala, visiting the shrine of Abdul Azim in Shahrarey is equivalent to performing the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Once when a man from Ray visited the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari in Samarra, the Imam asked him where he was, to which the visitor answered, I was visiting the grave of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in Karbala. The Imam said, if, however, you had visited the grave of Abdul Azim, which is situated near you, then your status would have been similar to the one who visited Imam Hussein's shrine. Perhaps some may question, how can a pilgrimage to the grave of Sayyid Abdulazim Hassani be of equal stature to the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein in Karbala, peace be upon him? A possible response to this may be that the Imam expressed this statement in harsh circumstances and intended to bring to light the nature of the reign of Mutawakkil and his cohorts who used to tyrannize and murder the Shiite Muslims on the basis of any pretext. We'll be right back.